Staying with Egypt now, the country is in the midst of a growing wave of labor unrest started by the uprisings that ousted Hosni Mubarak from the presidency. Egypt's ruling military council is now calling on labor leaders to stop strikes and protests to allow a sense of normalcy to return to the country. Joining us is Tamer El-Gabashi, Wall Street Journal reporter. Tamer, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. The nature of these strikes, you were out with some of the striking workers today demonstrating. What is it that they're looking for?
Well, you know, one of the strikes that I followed for a while was a collection of municipal workers from all around Egypt, different provinces, men and women who do various jobs, various government jobs. And, you know, one of the chants that was most popular among them is, "We don't want raises, we want parity." And they're making reference to the sweeping, you know, 15% raises that were announced last week, shortly after, shortly before Mr. Mubarak stepped down. And, you know, they were speaking candidly, saying, you know, that 15% raise is you know, worth one chicken per week or so that they'd be able to buy with that. They seem far more concerned about, you know, better benefits and better, you know, a wage structure that doesn't leave so much distance between them and their supervisors.
Now, in addition to bureaucrats and civil servants, police officers are also out on the street protesting. Are these there must be many levels of police in Egypt, as there are in many countries. Are these the same police that were credited with helping to crack down on protesters in Cairo and elsewhere, or are they a different kind of police force?
No, they're the same police. The same police that answer to the Ministry of the Interior, and that's in fact where their protest was headed, and that's where they rallied for several hours. I mean, the police protest had many functions, I suppose. It seemed like a public relations. There was an element of it that was public relations, where they were chanting that the police, the army, and the people are one, and they seem to be trying to
rehabilitate their image, maybe.
Exactly, yeah. And you know, telling passerby that they were just following orders. But when you actually spoke to them, they were complaining about a lack of adequate health care. They were complaining about punitive suspensions that they felt was unfair. I spoke to one fairly high-ranking police officer who said he refused to participate in election rigging in 2002 during a parliamentary election and was therefore forced to retire. He appealed that decision, and apparently a court ruled in his favor, but it's been 8 years and he still hasn't been reinstated. So their complaints were varied, but they were very, very, very angry at the media, whom they blamed for smearing them throughout this, you know, revolution starting on January 25th. You know, they were adamant that they were following orders and that they did not disappear. A lot of them claimed that they left on their own accord because they refused to engage in, you know, violent putting down of the protests.
Well, it's interesting that some of the very police who are out enforcing some of the autocratic policies of Hosni Mubarak are now the very ones protesting for, well, either their rights or their wages, or I guess for a rehabilitation of their public image. Tamer El-Gabashi, Wall Street Journal reporter, on the streets in Cairo with demonstrators. Tamer, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.